Come, all ye fellow men from far and near, a melancholy tale to hear. One of our fellow mortals he has gone to his long eternity. John Roberts says we understand it was the name of this young man whose fate we hope will a warning prove to all who do these lines pursue. He hired out with Mr. Brown to help him drive his lumber down on the west branch where he did go, which quickly proved his overthrow. 'Twas of a lowry sky this young man left his home to die, when from his home he did depart, a gleam of hope twined round his heart. He ventured out to break a jam which had begun on the rolling dam, but when he started for the shore, he sank, alas, to rise no more. We think he got his fatal blow while struggling in the undertow by some huge rock beneath the waves, where soon he found him a watery grave. We searched the stream from shore to shore, his lifeless body to secure, trusting in God to guide the way unto his tenement of clay. 'Twas on the third day at 3 o'clock, when Mr. Filsburgh took his boat, and with a grapple in his hand, he raised him from his bed of sand. Our message then was sent away, these mournful tidings to convey unto his tender parents dear, to tell them that they'd see their son no more. And in due time a bier was made, and on it was his body laid, borne to the grave where he shall lie till Gabriel's triumphs shall rend the skies. We fellow men, we too must die and go to our long eternity. So let us live while here below, love God and all his paths pursue, and let us live in Christian love and go with him to reign above.